The United States blew away the competition at the Rio Olympics, capturing 121 medals. Three of them came from one event, the women's 100-meter hurdles. WHYY's Aaron Mozell sat down with the silver medalist from that race to talk about the historic 1-2-3 finish for the American team.
Mia Ali, who grew up in Philadelphia's Germantown neighborhood, says there's a general antsy feeling at the starting line right before an Olympic track race begins. She couldn't wait for the starting gun to go off.
I just hate the feeling of waiting, especially for a final. Once they go down a lane to introduce people, I'm always counting the lanes and I'm like, okay, she's in lane 6, she's in lane 7.
And yet those nerves didn't seem to make a difference, even though this was her first Olympics.
At the gun, they go over the first hurdle.
12.59 seconds later, Ali had won Olympic silver.
It is a U.S. sweep, the first sweep in this event in Olympic history.
Teammate Brianna Rollins won gold, Christy Castlin the bronze. Ali says she doesn't remember the first few hurdles.
I remember separating from the field on my side, but seeing Brianna, like, out the corner of my eye and realizing that she was stepping down like in front. So I was like, okay, I hit a sweet spot where I kind of just moved really well in the middle of the race and just held on to it. And I remember crossing the line knowing for the first time the position that I finished in.
From the stands, Melita Johnson, Ali's mom and unofficial manager, was near tears.
The Netherlands were like right down there in front of us. So since they saw us up there and they saw us with our flag and everything, they jumped on the team with us. And then after the race, they all charged up to us. And it was just like a big bear hug. Like everybody started jumping on us and they were screaming like they were our family with us.
Ali says, yeah, winning gold would have been sweet. But she says the U.S. sweeping all three medals overshadows that.
You're so grateful that they came and they did their part just as well as you did. So it's like, thank you, like, for helping me become a part of history, because I could have just been another silver medalist.
Ali started running on an organized team when she was just 6 years old. And until high school, she was always the fastest.
I mean, I raced someone in fourth grade who, like, kind of tied me, and they made a big deal at my school about it. But it wasn't until probably eighth grade until the guy started to, like, surpass me and take off.
It wasn't until senior year of high school that Ali considered track to be a ticket to being a professional athlete, an Olympian. She took it seriously before then, but she had other interests, like dancing.
Modern, tap, jazz,
hip-hop,
ethnic, like, all types.
Ali also played basketball and, for a little while, softball and tennis. Track, though, was always number one, even when she had to jump hurdles in her personal life. In 2009, Ali's father died in a murder-suicide in nearby West Oak Lane. In 2015, she gave birth to her son, Titus.
I mean, I guess I just kind of realized how to just roll with the punches and just embrace my journey. Even if that's in track, if my season is like going down and I know I'm supposed to be running faster, I know that there's light at the end.
Johnson says that attitude is a huge part of her daughter's success.
She'll be overseas and, like, say she'll get fifth or sixth place and not run the time that she wanted to run. And she'll say something so funny about the race and she'll be like, well, I can only get faster. And then we'll just start laughing.
Since returning to the U.S., Ali says she's had to adjust to her newfound stardom. Before Rio, she wasn't a household name.
I got in an Uber one day, and he's like, puts on the brakes, like, that's Nia Ali, like, the silver medalist? Oh my gosh, can I take a picture? And I think, like, that's so funny.
And overall, she says the exposure is a good thing.
I want to be able to be an inspiration, so I want more children to be like, who's that? And, like, to know who I am, so I can kind of talk to them and lead the way, especially from my area. I grew up with people who I thought were very talented who didn't make it to where I thought they would. So I'm like, I don't want to see that keep happening.
Ali has a few weeks off before getting back to training. The World Championships in London are a little less than a year from now. She's not sure if she'll be back at the Olympics.
You just got to take it, like, year by year. I had no idea I would be here even last year. So, yeah, we'll see what twists and turns come along the way.
I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.